News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's lawyers have met with Justice Department officials as a decision nears on whether to bring charges over the handling of classified documents at his Florida estate. Sagar Magani has more.
The three lawyers spent more than an hour at the department and left without speaking to reporters. They'd asked 2 weeks ago to meet with Attorney General Merrick Garland over what they said was prosecutorial misconduct and overreach by Special Counsel Jack Smith's team. But a meeting with Justice Department officials is also often used to try to persuade them against bringing criminal charges. The probe into potential mishandling of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago is believed near the end, with the charging decision likely soon, though it's unclear if or when charges might be brought. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed paperwork declaring his campaign for president in 2024. He'll formally launch his bid with a video and kickoff event in Des Moines, Iowa on Wednesday. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is also expected to announce his candidacy that day, while former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie plans to launch his own campaign tomorrow evening in New Hampshire. Meantime, another prominent Republican is opting out. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says a crowded field could hand the nomination to Trump, saying if he's the nominee, Republicans will lose again. Ukrainian forces have been making a major effort to punch through Russian lines in southeast Ukraine. That word from a Moscow-installed official in partly occupied Zaporizhia province. Kyiv is keeping silent. Richard Barons is a former British military commander.
If you're Ukraine and you know you've got to mount this offensive, you are trying to increase the chances of surprise about when you do it, where you do it, and how you do it.
And the Indianapolis Colts say the NFL has opened a gambling investigation into one of the team's players. This is AP News. The health of honeybees blooming at federal facilities.
There is a unique tenant at the Warren B. Rudman Federal Courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire.
We have a federal mandate from the Office of the President to support pollinators. Because pollinators have a rough life.
Thousands of honeybees are on the building's roof, part of the General Services Administration's Pollinator Initiative. David Johnson is Sustainability Program Manager.
Every hive that's involved in that data science program is bringing pollinator science back to the health of pollinators.
Bees contribute about $25 billion to the nation's economy every year and are under constant threat. Without human intervention, a bee extinction could be a disaster.
They're great ambassadors. So. Nobody in this building was talking about pollinators before their bees arrived, but they really did start a buzz.
Diseases, agricultural chemicals, and habitat losses kill about half of honeybee hives every year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ed, I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.